بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Living the Quran through the Living Quran, an audio-visual translation of Tafsir al-Nur of Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati, translated by Salim Bimji and edited by Arif Huda. Audio version read out by the translator. In this 22-part series, we will be reviewing Chapter 58 of the Noble Quran, Surah Al-Mujadila, The Pleading Woman. Consultative Fees. O you who believe, when you intend to consult the messenger in private, offer something in alms to him before your consultation. That is better for you and pure. Yet if you do not find the means to do so, then Allah is surely all-forgiving, all-compassionate. Thinking points. A group of people, specifically the rich, would constantly come to the Prophet Muhammad and badger him. They would seek to have private counsel with him, and they engaged in actions which caused consternation to others. They also sought to curry favor with the Prophet and tried to seek an unfound level of immediacy with him. It was at this point that the verse under review was revealed, showing them how they should carry themselves. Takeaway messages. 1. Faith, iman, is something which brings responsibilities which the believer needs to implement. 2. Charity, sadaqah, needs to be given before one begins a task. 3. The teacher is permitted, according to Islamic teachings, to set a price for his services, whether he receives it directly or he transfers it to others. 4. The amount of charity, as seen in this verse, was not a determined amount, as this is something which every person should decide on their own. 5. Every means must be used to alleviate poverty. One of the conditions which was in place in order to have a special meeting with a prophet was that the person must pay some alms to the poor. 6. When it comes to choosing between money and the prophet, the level of faith and interest of the people is shown. 7. Charity, laws, and social restrictions bring many benefits to the individual and to the society. 8. Dependence on the transient world is filth, while detaching oneself from it is purity. 9. Charity is a type of purifier, as in this verse under review, Allah used the word athar, or more pure, and just as He has said in another part of the Quran in chapter number 9, Surah At-Tawbah, verse 103, take alms, prescribed or voluntary, out of their wealth, so that you, O Messenger, may thereby cleanse them and cause them to grow in purity and sincerity, and pray for them. Indeed, your prayer is a source of comfort for them. Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. 10. In the rules and regulations of Islam, there are no dead ends. 11. The legislator must respect all people when it comes to laying down the laws. 12. The poor should not feel inferior because of their inability to give alms, because they are subject to the divine mercy. 13. Islam has never rejected anyone because of their poverty, and has not deprived them of divine blessings. We will continue in our next installment when we review verse number 13.